knock on our door. And dance on our floor.
Dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
Weave a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that love is a bond again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too.
You're cutting the scrambled eggs with your knife. You know, you are really, really strange.
Me strange? How about you? Why are you drinking your coffee ahead of your orange juice?
Because I want to warm up my stomach first. Well, think about it, Terry. If I drank this cold orange juice first, my stomach would shrivel up and my pants would fall down.
What?
Don't mind him, Terry. He's always dopey in the morning.
Careful, janitor. I won't take you to lunch with me this afternoon.
Oh, yeah. By the way, where are you taking me?
I don't know. Where you want to go?
Well, how about this new place, the Gourmet Feast?
Nah, I don't want to take any chances on those fly-by-night newcomers.
Yeah, Jack, but the paper gave it a rave review.
So what? Most of those reviewers don't know anything about food.
This is the same guy who gave you a good review.
And some are never wrong.
I'll get that.
No more.
Hi, Jed. You wanted to see me?
Yeah, yeah, come on in, but keep your voice down. I don't want Jack and Terry to know you're here.
Janet, please, I'm on duty.
Mr. Burley, look,
you remember that stereo I spoke to you about?
Yeah, the one you bought at the flea market?
Yeah, it's supposed to be a surprise for Jack and Terry. The only surprise is it doesn't work.
And you want me to fix it, right?
Oh, would you, Mr. Furley?
Whoa, Nellie. Electronics is the one field I am not an expert in.
Really?
Yeah, I found that out when I fixed the plug on Mrs. Gordon's aquarium and fried three of her guppies.
But, Mr. Furley, repair shops are so expensive and they take forever.
Hey, I know who could help you.
Who?
My nephew, Mark. 18 years old, and he's a whiz at electronics, and he just happens to be staying with me for a few days.
Oh, gosh, well, if you don't think he would mind.
Oh, no. Take his mind off his problem.
His problem?
Yeah. Hey, maybe you could help him.
Well, wait, what's his problem?
Well, he can't seem to get a date, and he's very shy. Doesn't know his way around girls.
Lots of kids his age have that problem.
Tell me about it. Boy, when I was a kid, no phone calls, no dates, all those lonely nights. I even wound up taking my own cousin to the senior prom.
That must have been awful for you.
Was. And he didn't like it much either. So, Janet, will you talk to Mark?
Yes, I will.
Great! I'm calling you right away.
Okay. Oh, hey, Mr. Furley.
Yeah?
Why didn't you just have Jack talk to Mark?
Jack? Are you crazy? One word from him and Mark could be tippy-toeing up the yellow brick road.
That is ridiculous.
It is not, Terry. It's the truth.
I don't think I've ever heard you say anything so stupid in your entire life.
Yes, I have.
Okay, guys, what's going on?
Oh, it's a story in the paper about a 40-year-old actress who marries a 21-year-old man, and Jack here thinks the guy is a fool.
I didn't say that. You don't listen. See, she doesn't listen. I said the guy was an idiot.
Oh, really, Jack? And just what would you call a 40-year-old man who marries a 21-year-old girl?
Lucky.
Yes!
Oh, come on. It's totally different.
What's so different about it?
Yeah.
Okay, Terry. Janet, ladies, let me try to explain this to you as simply as possible.
Oh, my God.
A woman needs an older man to guide her, to point her in the right direction.
To point her in the right... What are we, Jack? Dogs?
Looks have nothing to do with this. I think I better get that.
I think you better. Oh, wait a minute, Jack. No, it's probably for me. Jack?
Hello? Janet? Just a second. I'll see if she's here. Janet, are you here?
Give me the phone.
She's here.
Give me the phone.
Here.
Give me the phone. Hello? Oh, hi, Mark. Yeah, listen, Excuse me. Jack, do you mind? This is personal.
I don't mind. Go ahead.
Get out of here.
Get to the good parts.
Get out of here! Get out. Go over.
Waka, waka.
Get out of here. Hello? Oh, sorry, Mark. Yeah, Mr. Furley told me. And I think we should get together. Well, how about this afternoon? Oh, right. You have school. Lunch? Sure. Oh, hey, how about this new place called the Gourmet Feast? Great. How's 1 o'clock sound? Okay. All right, I'll see. What? Oh, come on, Mark. Don't be silly. Hey, don't worry about it. I'm not going to tell anybody. No, this will just be our little secret. Okay? Great. I'll see you at 1 o'clock. Okay, bye-bye. Hey, Jack, I'm awful sorry, but something has come up, and I can't make our lunch date after all.
Oh, you got a better offer, huh?
That wouldn't be very hard to do.
So funny. Who's the guy?
Come on, I told you it was personal.
Why are you being so secretive?
Hey, Jack, she said it was personal.
Well, if that's the way you want to play...
Come on, just relax. Look, think of me as one of your friends. Understand?
Yes, ma'am.
No, you don't understand. Look, would you call me Janet, please? Okay, now wait. Let's back up a little bit. You say you're having trouble getting dates.
Yes, ma'am. Janet.
Thank you. Isn't that better? Okay, now, what happens when you ask girls out?
Ask them out?
Mark, you mean you have any... What? How do you expect to get a girl to go out with you?
Oh, I thought that's what you were going to tell me.
Good afternoon, sir. Do you have a reservation?
No, I'm just here to see how your food measures up.
Measures up?
Yes, you see, I own Jack's Bistro.
What is a Jack's Bistro?
It's just about the best French restaurant in town.
Never heard of it. But I'm sure you enjoy your lunch here.
Well, that depends. I don't suppose you serve escargot and garlic butter?
No, we do not.
I didn't think so.
Too cliché.
Huh?
We serve our escargot delicately poached in our own special white wine sauce.
Okay, let me ask you something else.
Did you come here to eat or to play 20 questions?
Well, I could use a bite, I guess.
Unfortunately, we had a cancellation. Right this way.
Mercy. We could work on our manners, couldn't we?
No, but I just wish I were better looking.
Oh, Mark, don't be silly. I think you're very attractive.
Really?
Yeah. Really? I mean... Being attractive, that's really that important. It's what two people share, what brings two people together that really matters.
You know what else I wish?
What?
That I met you a long time ago.
Are you ready to order, sir? I beg your pardon. Thank you. Now, would you like to know what our specialties are? Pardon me?
Yes, would you please tell me what your specialties are, garçon?
Very well. We have a hot...
Thanks, Janet. You made me feel a lot more confident. Now, when do you want me to fix your stereo?
Well, the sooner the better. I'm really anxious to surprise my roommates with it.
Santa Barbara mushrooms.
Okay, I guess I'll have the hot spinach salad and a glass of wine.
Oh, goody.
Well, you know what would be perfect, Mark? If we could make it tonight.
Tonight would be fine.
Great, because my roommates will both be away, so we'll have the place to ourselves.
Okay, I'll be there.
How's six sound?
Six is fine. We ought to be through in plenty of time for me to do my homework.
You are such a sweetheart. Oh, gosh, Mark, we have to get going. I need to get back to the shop. Okay. What'd you think of the restaurant?
Great.
Good, I'm glad.
Your wine, sir.
Is there a problem, sir?
There most certainly is. These floors are filthy! And there's wads of chewing gum under this table. I refuse to dine in a pigsty like this. You'd never find these conditions at Jack's Bistro. That's Jack's Bistro, 834 Ocean Vista Drive, parking in the rear. Out! We validate.
Terry, where have you been?
At the hospital.
Well, that's a fine place to be during an emergency.
What are you talking about?
It's Janet. I saw her having lunch today. I could not believe my eyes.
Oh, she really pigged out, huh?
There was... No, it was her date. Janet was with a teenager.
Oh, Jack, don't exaggerate.
I'm not. I mean, this guy was young. We're talking peach fuzz puberty and zits here. Janet is robbing the cradle, Terry, and it's all your fault.
My fault?
Yeah, you're the one who put all those ideas into her head about younger guys and older women.
Janet's not old.
Compared to this kid, Mark, she's Grandma Moses.
Oh, I don't believe you, Jack.
Oh, yeah? Well, believe this. While you and I are conveniently out of the way tonight, Janet's invited the beaver to come over here.
Why is he coming over here?
Well, it's not for a taffy pull, you can be sure of that.
Oh, Jack, you have a dirty mind.
Terry, I'm telling you that I...
Yeah, well...
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi, Grandma. Well, I mean...
Hi, Janet.
About lunch. Ask
So, Janet, how was your lunch date?
Oh, it was... I had to cancel it. I just stayed in at the shop.
Oh, so you didn't go out at all?
No, I was much too busy, so I had some cottage cheese and just stayed in.
What do you think now, Terry?
I think I have a dirty mind, too.
Can you believe this? You live with a girl all these years, you take care of her, you protect her, then you let her out of your sight for one lousy lunch date at one lousy restaurant, and she ruins her life.
What am I gonna do, Jack?
Buy him off.
What?
We'll give him two tickets to Disneyland and tell him to take someone his own age.
That's it.
No, Terry, I'm joking.
No, a girl, a girl. We'll find him a girl his own age.
Who?
I'm thinking. Let me see. Julie Lipton. She's a candy striper.
She paints candy?
She's a volunteer worker at the hospital, Jack. Now, she's really cute. Mark will really go for her.
Well, what are we here for? Call her, call her.
I'll do one better than that. I'll stop by her place on the way to work.
You're going back to the hospital?
Well, I have to fill in for my friend Marge for just a little bit, but I will send Julie right over.
All right, listen, I'll hang around until she gets here.
Okay, good. All right, good. Oh, Jack, what if Mark gets here first? I mean, we can't leave him alone with Janet.
I won't. I'll keep him busy. I know kids. They like games. We'll play Duck, Duck, Goose, Pin the Tail on the Donkey.
Jack!
Don't worry, I'll handle it. I know about that.
All right.
Just get the girl. Duck, 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 goose.
Jack, why haven't you left for the restaurant yet?
Oh, well, you see,
here,
I got plenty of time.
Here.
Jack, I got plenty of time.
Listen,
I don't have to.
If you want to be successful, you got to start early.
Yeah, but the people don't come till 7, and
that's
I don't
okay,
have to be
Jack.
There.
That's okay, Jack. The owner's got to be there early. It's good for you to be there early.
How you doing, Janet?
Oh, pretty good. You're early.
Well, you seem so anxious.
I am. I really am. Come on in the bedroom. See, Mark, the turntable part doesn't work.
Well, let me check the radio first.
Brought his own music?
Jack, aren't you supposed to be at work?
Huh? Yeah, but something came up, Mr. Furley, so I decided to go in a little late.
Well, Jack, if you hang around here, you're gonna ruin everything for Janet.
But you know what's going on?
Of course, it was my idea.
What?
Well, I figured this way, Mark gets some experience and Janet gets what she's been asking for.
Where are you going?
I just thought I'd see how they're making out.
Mr.
Well, who knows? I might learn a thing or two.
Get out of here.
Okay. But the next time Janet wants a favor, she can just get herself another boy.
Shame on you! Mr. Furley, I told you I...
Hi, Terry sent me, like I'm Julie.
Oh, the bait! I mean, the candy striper. I mean, I've been expecting you.
Hey, like, you look really mature for your age, you know?
No, you've got the wrong guy.
Hey, now, come on, mellow out. Like Terry told me, you were the shy type. But don't be so uptight. I won't bite, unless you want me to.
No. Like, really honest, no thanks. The guy you want is in the bedroom.
Oh, no way! The guy I want is right here.
No. You see, I...
You, like, I like the way you talk.
Whoa!
Oh, my God!
Lordy.
Hey, what's Jack! Jack! How could you?
Like you didn't tell me your mother was home! Listen, like, maybe we should do this another time. If you don't get grounded or anything.
Tubular!
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Fooling around with a little girl like that?
Little, hey, wait a minute. Forget about me. What about you?
What about me?
Don't play dumb with me. I know what you're doing in the bedroom there with that kid.
What am I doing?
Do I have to spell it out for you, Mrs. Robinson?
Miss Jack. I wish you would spell it out.
Well, I'll tell you something. I'm too much of a gentleman, so I won't.
Then I will. S-T-E-R-E-O.
That's sick! Stereo?
Yeah, stereo. As in fixing a stereo, which Mark is in there doing right now.
Pardon me?
It was supposed to be a surprise for you and Terry, and now you went and ruined the whole thing, you big dope!
A surprise? Well, it worked. Boy, am I surprised.
Who cares? Listen, just don't go spoiling it for Terry.
Don't worry. I couldn't possibly screw up any more than I already have.
Don't underestimate yourself.
Oh, no, Mr. Furley! Oh! Hello, Mr. Furley, Jack. No, don't hang up. Mr. Furley, look, I know I was rude, but
Jack,
I thought... Well,
what happened?
I'm on the phone. I thought... Never mind.
Where's
what I...
Julie?
Julie left. Mr. Furley...
So Mark took the bait, huh?
Mark is in the bedroom with Janet, Terry. Please. Look, Mr. Furley, listen. What I...
There you go.
Thanks.
Mark, listen, I really want to thank you. I mean, you were really terrific.
You were pretty terrific yourself.
Oh, thank you.
You really taught me a lot.
Yeah, okay. Well, now I understand. Well, okay. Listen, Mr. Furley, thank you. And I'm sorry. I'm glad everything's all right.
Big jerk!
I'm sorry, Janet. I shouldn't have kissed you.
I'm glad you did.
You are?
Yes, it means that you have confidence with women.
Yeah. Huh. I guess I do now. Thanks to you.
Terry, nothing happened. Mark is a sweet, innocent little kid.
Oh, yeah, I'm just...
So long, Janet. Thanks for everything.
Bye, Mark.
Hi, Janet. I just wanted to thank you for helping Mark. He's acting so confident now, says he really knows how to handle women.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Exactly what did you tell him?
Come on, Mr. Furley, that's personal.
Look, I'm his uncle and I have a right to know.
Well, wait, first, I had to get rid of all these crazy notions that he picked up from somebody.
Oh?
Yeah, like, I had to tell him that he was not going to get anywhere with women by coming on strong and acting macho and strutting around in these wild-looking clothes. And boasting and bragging and putting up his big front and laughing at his own silly little jokes. I mean, really, I had to tell him... Is there something wrong, Mr. Furley?
No, I would have told him the same thing.
Oh, would you excuse me? That's my tea kettle.
Sure. Women. He might as well talk to Jack.
Videotaped in front of a studio audience.